Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. And, of course, as you know, with The Zurian Show, we're always looking to share some great knowledge with you. And today is not different from any other day when we're trying to bring you the best that we possibly can. Today, we have the honor and the pleasure of speaking with Miss Cherie. Ooh, I don't know why I keep doing this. Cherie Warwick. Miss Cherie Warwick is a author, a professional, and definitely a dynamic young lady. And she's, as they say in cultural terms, she's doing big things. But she's doing big things by trying to share her wealth of knowledge with everyone out there and to help you to grow and to reach your goals and dreams. Cherie is the author of Creating Business Plans That Actually Get Financed. There's a lot of people out there that have dreams and goals and things of that nature, and Cherie is one of those people that's sharing her years of knowledge, her years of experience to help businesses that are looking to start up and, of course, small businesses looking to raise capital in order to do what they want to do. But she knows from her experience that one of the main things is to get your business plan in order, because that's what investors love to see. So I don't want to take any more thunder from what Cherie has to share, because she does have a wealth of knowledge and a number of different things that she wants to share with everybody listening. So if you don't have a pen, get a pen. And if you don't have a pen available to you, then please go ahead and make sure that you archive this show so that you can listen to it again and again. So without any further ado, Cherie, how are you today?
I'm fine, Zurian. How are you?
Oh, I'm always all right until I can do better, but you know that.
Well, I want to thank all the listeners out there for listening to this topic, whether you're an entrepreneur or you are the spouse of an entrepreneur. I think that one of the most important things that an entrepreneur can know how to do is raise capital. And that is just a passion of mine right now, is to help entrepreneurs understand this topic. And if they've gotten a lot of no's in the past, I hope that you will allow me today to explain why they may have gotten those no's and how to change the no's to yeses. So I'm just very happy to be here.
And we're very thankful to have you. So I guess with starting with that, since we want to give everybody as much information as possible, can you tell us how you became an expert in the area of writing business plans and raising capital?
Sure. My mother owns a company called Carolyn Does QuickBooks, and it is a bookkeeping company. And a few years ago, she thought about raising capital so that she could expand her business. Her business was already successful, but she was thinking about growing it even bigger. So whenever you decide to go to a bank and get a loan, one of the things you have to give them is a business plan. And while I have a master's degree, I had actually never written a business plan for the purpose of raising capital. So I did research, and while I was able to find information in terms of you write the history of your business and things like that, I wasn't really able to find a lot of information about what makes a successful business plan that the bankers or the angel investors actually say yes to. There just wasn't a lot of information out there. So I pieced what I could together, and then I visited with a mentor of mine that had about 40 years' experience in raising capital and writing successful business plans. He gave me some tweaks, and the bank said it was one of the best business plans they had ever read. After that, I started speaking with other people who were dynamics in terms of raising capital, and they added more information. And I just sat down and Panera over the course of about 6 weeks and wrote this book.
Wow. Wow. That's really impressive. Because I know that we all hear that banks aren't lending money. So is that true?
That actually is not true. A couple of years ago in 2011, the banks actually gave over 5 million loans to small businesses. And those loans were each under $1 million. So banks are lending, but there are things that entrepreneurs need. I say the three C's, even though traditionally they've been the five C's. I really say there are three C's that banks are looking for. The first is cash flow. So is your business currently making money? Can it support itself? The second is credit. You as a business owner must have good credit. And the third is collateral. And if you're missing any one of the three, you will not get a bank loan. You can have the greatest idea in the world, but the truth is banks are more conservative these days. However, if you do have these three along with the great business plan, you do have a loan that can be very, very competitive, and a lot of banks are actually looking for good loans to put their money into.
Okay. About how much money is actually being invested in small companies and startups, you know, on an annual basis?
It's about $200 billion that's being invested. That's between banks, angel investors, and venture capitalists. And when I say $200 billion, that is just for startups and early-stage companies. Early-stage companies are companies that have been in business for probably about 3 years or less.
Wow.
And also small businesses as well that probably are about $10 million in revenue and under. $200 billion. So it is, and actually the amount has increased over the last couple of years. So there is money out there, but what we as entrepreneurs must do is learn how to position ourselves to receive a yes.
Totally understand. And this is definitely good information for everyone that's listening. Why is it important for us as entrepreneurs to understand how to raise capital?
Well, I think a couple of reasons. The first one is if you ever want to expand your business, let's say that you want to go into a new market, whether it's a new geographic market or you want to sell a new product or service, you may have enough revenue within your business now to pay for the payroll and the lights staying on and the rent. However, you may not have enough money for R&D or research and development of your new product or to actually launch yourself into a new geographic area. Raising capital is very important so that you can expand your business. Another thing you may want to do is suppose you want to hire somebody that's just a little bit out of your price range, but again, you know that this person can literally take you by the hand and walk you into 20 to 30 Fortune 500 companies and say, Zurian is the man that you should be working with. But you may not have enough cash right now in order to pay that person. Knowing how to pitch your business and how to say, we're going to invest in this team member that has relationships that can actually bring us more business is a very important thing. So it's what I call an evergreen skill. It's something that every entrepreneur should know how to do. There are always going to be ups and downs in every business in terms of your revenues and in terms of just your business cycle. And entrepreneurs really should have this skill.
I totally agree. And I like what you said about relationships because I know there's a lot of business people out there, startups and veterans, that don't really know how to network or the value of a good networking asset within their team that can do what you just said, bring them that type of business or that type of attention.
Absolutely, and I will say this. smart business owners, smart entrepreneurs hire a stellar team that can go out and get business for them and bring it back in and service that business. Struggling entrepreneurs try to do it themselves. So one of the best things that you can invest in is a team that can actually help catapult you. And I mentioned in my book that I have that I was listening to a woman who is a government contractor, and she actually hired somebody for her board of directors who took her by the hand and walked her into a general's office in the DOD, I believe, and said, "You need to work with this person." She never would have been able to walk into that general's office on her own. But because she made the investment and hired the right team member who could do that, she is in line for a multi-million dollar contract. And
huge.
That's the way that we start thinking big.
Very true. It's amazing. And again, everybody needs to hear this. But before we continue, Cherie, could you do me a favor and could you share how someone that wants to get in?
I'm sorry, say your question again.
I'm sorry, could you please share your information as to if a person wants to get in contact with you, how they can?
Sure. I have a website. It's businessplansthatgetfinanced.com. That's businessplansthatgetfinanced.com. Or you can call me at 703-489-4589. And again, I would love to speak with any of your listeners. I do offer, 15 minutes of free complimentary information in terms of how they can take the concepts that we'll be talking about today and actually relate them to their business. So feel free to contact me and just say that you heard about me from the Zurian Show.
And they also ought to get a copy of that book, regardless of whatever it is that they do.
Absolutely.
Okay, next. What is the biggest mistake that entrepreneurs make when writing a business plan and presenting them to investors?
I think that entrepreneurs keep themselves in their own shoes instead of putting themselves in the investor's shoes or the bank's shoes. So with investors and banks, they have the money, and they are concerned that if they give their money to you, two things. Number one, they can't give it to somebody else. Once you have their money, you have it. So they have a certain portfolio of money, and once they distribute it to you, then they can't take it and actually put it into somebody else's business. The second major concern they have is, are they going to get their money back, and if so, how and when? Now, typically with banks, we know that there's usually a monthly payment, but with angel investors, typically it's about anywhere from 3 to 10 years, depending on the angel investment, and most angels like to get their money back anywhere from 3 to 4 years. So they are trusting you, and with your pitch, you need to position yourself to say, your money and your investment is good with me. And with that, there are six parts to what I call an investable business plan. And Zurian, if you want, I'll just go into those parts right now.
Yes, please do. And these
okay.
are from the book.
These are from the book, exactly. So section one is really describing your product or service, and more importantly than that, telling what problem you're solving in the marketplace and how many people actually have that issue and would want that issue solved. I will give a brief example of this. Let's say that you sell water. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You may say, well, everybody in the world needs water. But the truth is, everybody in the world is not going to buy water from you. Some people can't afford water. Some people only want the highest brand of water, and let's say that maybe you're selling something that's more middle market. Some people don't drink water. even though everyone should drink water, some people only drink Red Bull and Diet Cokes. So a savvy investor knows this, and you as the entrepreneur position yourself appropriately when you say to that investor, look, we know that not everybody is going to purchase our water. We know that not everybody even likes to drink water. Here is a realistic view of how many potential customers there are out there. And all of a sudden, you've changed yourself from an amateur to a savvy entrepreneur. So that is part one, is telling the market, telling the problem that you're solving within the marketplace and how big that marketplace actually is. The second thing you want to do is talk about your customer acquisition and retention plan, because if you don't have customers, you don't have a business, and there are no exceptions. How are you going to get people through the door? What kind of experience are they going to have while they're with you? How are you going to get them to come back, and how are you going to turn them into loyal, raving fans that are going out and referring your product or service to others? The third thing that you want to tell is about the members of your team. So who's on your team? And there are three key areas of your team that you really need to look at. The first area is your marketing and sales team. So who's going out and actually bringing the customers to the door? The second is your production or your servicing of that product or service. So a lot of times, you will see businesses that have great marketing. They're really able to bring people through the door, but then the people have a horrible experience or just not a great experience with that business. So you want to make sure it's very important to have a servicing or production team that really produces a wow experience. And then the third area, which I also find neglected, is your back office operations, particularly your legal and your accounting. I know of a business that went out of business because their accountant failed to pay payroll taxes for a year, and the IRS basically shut them down. So while they were making money and they had a strong production team, they still went out of business because of that faulty accountant that wasn't doing their job. And again, savvy investors know that the strong legal and the strong accounting team is just as important as the business development team. Does that make sense, Z?
Yes, it does.
Okay. The fourth part is just talking about how you're going to advantage, who your competitors are, what makes you different from them, and differentiates your product or service. The fifth area is the Excel spreadsheet or the financial forecast. And typically you want to have a 3 to 5 year forecast in terms of what you expect revenues to be and expenses to be. And I always say that you want to be conservative with revenues and aggressive with expenses. And if you can still make money, then you really do have a strong business. And then the sixth part is specifically if you're pitching to angel investors or venture capitalists, you want to be able to tell them how they will get their money back. And a savvy entrepreneur tells the angel investor three ways that they can get their money back. So there'll be three different methods that they can use in order to actually get their money back. And I'll tell you one. One could be that in 3 years, we're going to cash out the angel investor with a bank loan. And the way you prove that is you go to three banks and you show them your business plan currently. You speak to the commercial bankers and you say, if I come back in 3 years and I have reached these numbers and I have done everything I said I was going to do in my current business plan, would you give me a bank loan? And if you can get those commercial bankers to say yes, then the angel investor will feel comfortable knowing that that's one way that they can be cashed out of that investment. So those are the six areas of what I call an investable business plan.
Wow, that's pretty informative and very impressive information. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Ms. Cherie Warwick. She's the author of Creating Business Plans That Actually Get Financed, and she's, again, laying down a plethora of great information for everybody that's listening, and you should share this show with everyone and also reach out to Cherie. Her contact information will also be on the website. So if you're listening to this show later on, you'll still be able to get all of Cherie's information. But with that, is it true that investors and banks will say no, even if they think your product is a great idea? And why would they do that?
Absolutely. There are great ideas every day that are turned down. And while the idea is very important, there are two areas that are even more important. Number one is your marketing plan, or what I call your customer acquisition and retention plan. And number two are the members of your team. Because while you may have a great product, if you don't have a strong business development team, if you don't have a strong production team, or if you don't have a strong legal and accounting team, you will not get financed. So it's very important to pay attention to those areas.
Okay. Is it possible for non-techie companies to get money from angel investors?
Absolutely. And one of the great examples that I always talk about is Carol's Daughter, which, if you aren't familiar with Carol's Daughter, it's a skin line for started by a woman named Lisa Price at her kitchen table. And she received angel investment money from Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith and some other celebrities probably about 7 or 8 years ago in order to grow her brand, and now her brand is in Sephora and other high-end stores. So, yes, it is absolutely possible. But even if you think about, if I may, angel investors, I will tell people something very interesting about angel investors as I was doing my research. The average angel investor earns $90,000 a year and actually invest about $300,000 into a business. So when you think that angel investors are, you know, people like Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith, that's actually not true. The average angel investor is someone in your church, someone in the PTA with you, your next-door neighbor. So you never know who can actually be an angel investor for your business.
Very cool. I didn't know that. So all of you that are looking at Shark Tank, one, you better get this book and you better get some counseling from Cherie. The other thing is, again, look more locally. And with that, where can business owners find sources of money? You kind of covered a little bit of it.
We covered a little bit of it. Obviously, if you're going to a bank, there are banks all around, but what you really want to do is develop a relationship with a banker. And actually, and this is something that a lot of people don't do, shop your loan around. Approach at least 6 banks, I would say. And, yes, you can choose some of your larger banks, but also choose some of the smaller banks that are within your community. Because if you have a strong business plan and strong cash flow, credit, and collateral, the whole idea is for you to get as many yeses as you can so that you can look at the different terms and determine which bank would be best for you to go with. In terms of angel investors, I will say one of the best things to do outside of what I already said in terms of telling everybody what your idea is to actually look at some of the angel investment groups that are in different communities. And if you just put in your city name and angel investment groups, or your state name and angel investment groups, there are usually lists of those angel investment groups throughout the city or the state that you can approach.
Okay.
Yeah, but those are a couple of ideas.
It's a ton of information. How are entrepreneurs and readers responding to your book?
I have gotten great response from people who are reading the book and saying, number one, it's something that's truly easy to read and understand. I personally say it's something that can be read by the fireside or the poolside. Right now it's June, so I would say the poolside. You talked about Shark Tank earlier. Well, Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank reviewed my book, and she gave me an outstanding referral, so I'm very excited about that. Another woman named Valerie Gatos, who runs the Angel Venture Forum in Washington, D.C., read the book, loved it, gave it a glowing testimonial. I've had several commercial bankers and other angel investors, again, say they've read the book and they love it. And I actually have one angel investor that ordered multiple copies, and anytime someone comes to present an idea to her, she gives them a copy of my book and says, read this first and come back to me. So I thought that was very interesting. But I will say this. This book is not the technical aspects of raising capital. It really is to put you in a mindset and a positioning for raising capital. So how do you actually position yourself with confidence to get a yes? So that is really where this book is coming from.
Okay. How can we learn more about you and get a copy of your book?
Well, the book is on Amazon. It's Creating Business Plans That Actually Get Financed. So if you have a Kindle, you can download it to your Kindle. Or you can come to my website, businessplansthatgetfinanced.com. Or if you need to call me, 703-489-4589.
Okay, it looks like I need to see about getting an electronic copy of your book because paper is going old. But again, it's definitely something we all need to. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we have Sheree Warwick, and she's talking about her book that's out. And I'm gonna tell you, Ms. Corcoran is no joke. I've actually read quite a few things about her in Success Magazine and how she does business. That's a no-holds-barred lady. I read her story, too. That was pretty interesting. So that's impressive. Congratulations on both of the ladies that gave you their thumbs up because they're powerhouses in the industry.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I say every day I try to learn a little bit more. Well, could you tell us anything else, or was there anything else that you'd like to share with the listeners today?
Sure. I will share my big vision and mission, and that is to help over 1,000 business owners raise over $1 billion in capital. And starting in 2014, I am launching a nonprofit called $1 Billion in Financing. So you'll be able to find it at $1billioninfinancing.com. You can actually come there today and sign up for our newsletters that will start coming out at the end of the year. But we are going to offer cost-effective mentoring programs for people that are raising capital, as well as we're going to have the largest capital locator database in the country. No matter where you are, no matter what type of business you have, no matter what type of capital you're looking for, you're going to be able to come to this organization and get the help that you need. So I'm very excited about it. I've got some great team members. I've got a couple of great board members already signed up saying yes. You know, they're just really, really excited, and it's going to be big.
That's huge. It sounds like it. Well, my goal here on the Zurian Show is to try to help everybody that I can to find success. So if there's anything that I can do, if you'd like to do another show, what have you, please let me know because I'm there to support you. If I know the rest of the world is. They just need to understand that they're supposed to be there.
Well, thank you so much. I thoroughly enjoyed my time with you today and your listeners. And again, please reach out to me if you want to be a part of the 1 Billion movement. We would love to have you. $1 billion in financing.com.
Okay. Did you have email address that you'd like to share with everybody?
No, I'm going to point people to the website, and there is a contact us section, just because email sometimes is hard to give out. But if you come to the website, there's a contact us section, and I promise you I will email you back.
Well, that's very probably the best way to go. Plus that way people can kind of do their little due diligence and get some information so that you're answering, not that any question is a dumb question, but you can get to some of the thickness of it, or get through the thick of thin things, so to speak.
Absolutely.
All right. Again, I want to thank you, Cherie, for coming on to the Zurian Show. And again, if there's anything that we can do for you, thank you very much. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Cherie Warwick, and she's written a phenomenal book. And everybody that's looking to start a business or has already started one, it's never too late for you to get the knowledge you need to move forward. Thank you, Cherie.
Thank you so much, Zurian.
You take care. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. And again, share the show with everybody that you can. Even if you're not listening to us live, guess what? You can listen to us in archive, and this information is crucial, especially to those of us that have a dream that we want to come true, and we're lacking something called funds. Cherie is giving you all of the tools to get your act in order and actually get your boat afloat, so that you can find the success that you want, not only for yourself, but for others that also need it. So she's definitely providing us with a great gift. And again, thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. Everybody have a great day, a great life, and I wish you much success. Take care.